This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to another episode of Echoes of Dissent, a weekly podcast that explores the events, the movements, the beliefs and the personalities. In short, the why a song of protest, a song of dissent was written and sung, and who created it. We look at its impact at the time and its relevance to today, if any. My name is Frank Gardner, and today it's politics, politics, politics. And we are going to celebrate the Rangitahi campaign that aims for record youth voter turnout. We're also going to look at two protest tracks that identify the disillusionment that the Vote Rangitahi campaign will need to work through. Two tracks recorded in 2020 by the same guy, My Vote Won't Count, and then 8 months later he recorded My Vote Will Count. Hello. I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win, why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, suburbs or the slums, they don't wanna see us winning. They'd rather keep us down. Could have a war, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell you that your vote don't count. Well, he was in office for 8 years, bro. Still ain't getting nothing done for it.
Bruh, you and me done worked at this barbershop them whole 8 years, bruh. They don't care about us, bruh.
No, that's fact, though. I really don't even remember the last time a president did something for us, to be honest.
Yeah, I ain't trying to go out in that sun and vote.
Bruh, you literally don't know what you're talking about, bruh.
First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government, we forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws, they just be checking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch, yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones write how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know at all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay, y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it, though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws. They the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court calls. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in, cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back, grocery store food better, custody of your kids back, homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters, me and you. Somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke, but the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gonna try to keep it low, but it's gonna hurt them when they see the polls.
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win, why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, suburbs or the slums, they don't wanna see us winning, they'd rather keep us down. Could have a war, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell you that your vote don't count.
So there we have a very disillusioned Yellow Pain. He is examining why he doesn't vote. He sees that Obama has been elected. He has voted for Obama to be elected in 2008. He's voted for the president. And then he sees that things haven't changed. And then he begins to figure that he's been voting the wrong way. So perhaps we can go back a little bit to summarize a little bit of what we were talking about last week. Last week, we looked at governments and terrorist groups that suppress or deny the vote. And we asked, why would they do that? Why would they suppress the vote? Why would they want to stop people voting? Why would they spend so much money, time, political capital, and often blood? That's not their own blood, of course, other people's blood, stopping people from voting if voting did not matter. We also mentioned the New Zealand First policy that wants to restrict voting to citizens only. And we noted that this election is the first for quite some time where to enroll to vote 13 days beforehand. So last week we asked why do many governments around the world want to stop voting if voting doesn't matter? Today, we look at the disillusion, which in America has led to around about a third of the voting population not voting. And in New Zealand, at the last election, around about 20% of the people did not vote. In New Zealand, for 20% of the population, voting population, not to vote, also suggests there's a lot of disillusionment with the current political system, the current political parties. Such disillusionment, of course, allows in the dissatisfaction, allows in the extreme parties, the different parties, the new parties, with quite different, and some might say extreme, policies and practices. There is quite concern that the disillusionment may allow the resurgence of far right or indeed far left parties. We've seen that in a recent election in Germany, of course, in one of the states in Germany. But in Germany, we understand that the far right party is probably the most popular in the polls. And until recently, we understand that the same was true in Australia. Disillusionment and not voting can and often does lead to the rise of minority views, which then we see an enormous amount of buyer remorse. In My Vote Doesn't Count, Yael Plain tells us that he used to feel exactly like the title, utterly disillusioned. As mentioned earlier, he voted in 2008. Obama, first African-American, that's the introduction to the song. And then by 2010, he realized that nothing had changed. By the time he was 21, nothing had changed. There were still the potholes, there was still poverty, and he realized that he had voted in the wrong direction. He thought at the time that voting was pointless, it was rigged, it was not worth the trouble. But what changed his mind was his own cousin, a discussion with Desiree Timms, who was running for Congress in Ohio at the time. She spent months just talking to him about it, not lecturing, explaining patiently what actually happens to people like him when they stay home. He turned that conversation into this track, released into early 2020, before anyone knew what that year had in store. And it does something a lot of protest songs don't bother doing. It doesn't just complain about the system. It walks you through, verse by verse, exactly which decisions get made by which people while you're not in the room, while you have not voted.
Kept hope all them nights. You see business in my
States. He will be the first African-American president of the United States.
I've been broke all my life, but I kept hope all them nights. You see business in my city? Yeah, they closed all them twice. I was just riding down Salem, all them damn potholes I can't drive. I know y'all can fix it faster, but I know y'all won't try. Don't nobody care about us, and that's long vote. Voted for Obama back in 2012, I remember that's when I had hope. He was saying, yes, we can. Everybody got less food stamps. And when I turned 21, I was still broke. I'd never vote again. I don't think I ever had a president make my life better. Did it all on my own. Ain't no politician ever do a nice job.
And so there we have the disillusion. He has voted for Obama and nothing has changed. What actually happened? What he suddenly realized, he had been voting for a person, a savior, not the whole team. He was voting for a president. He wasn't voting for the team. In the States, of course, it's the Senate and the Congress. In New Zealand, it's the parliament or government. He was voting for a savior who really, on their own, doesn't have the power to make the changes. in the States, of course, it's the president. He was voting for president. And the power supposedly, well, we thought, lay with Senate and Congress. We'll probably have a discussion about that later because things seem to have changed a little bit recently. Another program, perhaps. But similarly, in New Zealand, of course, we see the leaders of the parties. And it's not just New Zealand, it's everywhere. We see the leaders of the parties are the ones that are up front telling us about the policies and that they've got, and if they're being a bit negative about why the other lot won't work. It's the leaders that the commentators talk about. And if they can't talk about the policies, they'll talk about their presentation, whether or not they can present professionally or whether they're quiet. So we hear about the different characteristics of the leaders when they're in front of the camera or in front of the microphone. We don't hear an awful lot about their leadership qualities in front of their team, which is the cabinet and the MPs that are voted along with them. So it's the team that we vote for, but so often we're sold the leader, which is the froth on the coffee. So when a prime minister doesn't actually deliver what we had hoped for when we voted, when a prime minister or a leader doesn't get the result we expect, we begin to get disillusioned. We think, why bother? So you become disillusioned. But something the disillusioned forgets is that if you don't vote, the team gets elected anyway. And that's a point that Yellow Pain has made in this track. The team, if you sit down at the couch, sit up, stay at home, team gets elected with you or without you, with your opinion or without your opinion. So then, of course, we get angry and annoyed with the leader, the prime minister, and disillusioned by the system because it hasn't worked. But what Yellow Pain is saying is we're voting for the wrong constituency, if you like. We should not be voting for the leader. The leader is not on the ballot. We are voting for the leader's team. And there Yellow Pain is going through. He has voted for Obama. He's voted for the president. And he doesn't know the name of his local senators or his congressmen. And it's them. It's them that are making the laws. We're all salty at Obama. We're all upset at Obama when it was the Congress members all along, Congress, and in our case, of course, the parliamentarians on the parliament. They're the ones that make the laws. So what Yellow Pain is saying is that, yes, we have this front person up front, the president or the party leader, but the people that get elected, we don't even know who they are. We don't know their names. What Yellow Pain is suggesting is that we need to look a little bit under the hood, a little bit past the personality on TV that is telling us what wonderful policies they're going on. We need to look past that and say, who is in the team? Are the people in the team going to be reliable? Are they thinking the same way as we might want them to think? Are they really going to benefit New Zealand? Are they going to address the issues of my concern? Are they going to build more hospitals, make the community safer? Are they going to help to reduce the cost of living? Are they going to be working for the country so that we can all grow and develop? Are they going to support the schools? Are we going to get more GPs? These are the questions we need to be asking the people behind front person, behind the speeches, behind the performance, behind the speech writers. These are the questions. These are the people that we need to be asking about before we are persuaded by the headlines, before we are persuaded by the party leaders, the policies they are promising, their apparent clarity, their enthusiasm, their charisma, their absolute self-confidence that they are portraying to convince us, to sell us their particular party. We need to look behind the marketing campaign, the media advisors, and who we are actually voting for.
Members all along, we got to focus on the legislative branch. Yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones right.
Yellow Pain is telling us that he has suddenly realized that the source of his disillusion is because he has been voting for the wrong people. He and his friends, his colleagues, his communities have been voting for the wrong people. They have been voting for the leader, not the team, the Congress in the States, of course, and the team that surrounds the leader. The team, in actual fact, selects the leader. How does this work in New Zealand? Of course, we have two techs. We have MMP, mixed member proportion. So we get one vote and we can actually vote which party we want to be the government. And that's the one. The second vote, of course, is for the local candidate, the person that we would like to represent us in our community, the one we want to would like to go to complain about something from a government department, perhaps, or something that's not working in the community. This is your electorate vote. So there's two. Now, that person that you vote for the local community does not necessarily have to be a member of the governing party, because, of course, the theory is that irrespective of who you vote for, your local MP is there for you. And that's the theory of our system. And I think it works pretty well. So when all the votes are counted, of course, the party with the most seats, or the coalition of parties with the most seats, 61 if there's only 120, or maybe a couple more if there's the overhang, which is an extra few electorate seats, gets to vote the leader. And generally, of course, that will be the person that we've been looking at and watching and listening to during the campaign. But it's the team that gets together and passes the laws, or doesn't pass, as the case may be. Now, yes, the leader is there. The leaders have influence, but the leader can only lead the views. Every now and again, of course, we see one that gets turfed out. So here's a point that Yellow Pen is actually making. The party leaders you see on the debate stage in the election, running up to the election, might be brilliant communicators, or they might be genuinely awkward on camera, terrible with a soundbite, or whatever that is. That performance tells you almost nothing about how well the country is actually going to be run for the next 3 years. But it is so often the way what we judge on the characteristics, the charisma, the personality, the ability to communicate effectively on TV. What tells you a lot more is two much less glamorous questions. First, is your local MP any good? Over the last 3 years, what kind of presence have they shown in your local electorate? Have they been very clear? Have they been at the fundraisers? Have they been long to the community centre? Have they held workshops? Have they held clinics every weekend? Have you been able to go along to your MP and say, I've got a bit of an issue? Second, who ends up holding the ministerial jobs? Do we know the abilities, the capabilities, the experience of the people who are likely to be looking after the hospitals, looking after education, housing, managing finance? Those are the people making the decisions that touch our lives on an ordinary Tuesday afternoon. Not the person doing the leaders' debate on television. It's the people behind that. It's the ministers and the other MPs. Are they good? Have they the experience? So if you're judging a party purely on how good its leader looks on a stage, you're judging the 6 week stage performance, and you will become disillusioned when they cannot live up to the promise. The MP and the ministers are the ones you're stuck with, or lucky to have, for 3 years. Yellow Pain was disillusioned, and he realized the disillusion was because he was voting for the wrong person. He was voting for a president, not a government. 8 months later, 8 months after release of My Vote Won't Count, he released My Vote Will Count.
I know you're waiting for this one.
And I know it's a way we can win. Why won't nobody say it? rather keep us down. Could have a world, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell you that your vote don't count.
First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches.
My Vote Will Count is largely a reprise of the educational breakdown of government from My Vote Don't Count. But the remix shifts the tone from frustration to empowerment with a new opening. From 7th Street, that frames voting as an act of self-determination. I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win. Why nobody say it? It don't matter where we're from, suburbs or the slums. Cause in a world where we don't know how, don't let them tell you that your vote don't count. This is a shift from apathy to agency. It's built around a scene in a barbershop, someone in the chair grumbling that nothing ever changes, no matter who's in the top job, which is Yellow Pain's whole argument. The person at the very top is not the whole government, not even close to it. So don't get sucked into the hype by the performance and the eventual non-performance of the one at the top. Find out who else is on the team that you are voting for, not the person, not just the froth on the top. You're voting for the whole coffee. And what is the team selling? These tracks are clearly aimed at the young potential voter and could easily sit alongside the Roll With Us campaign that I've been reading about today. The Rangatahi campaign that aims for record youth voter turnout. And this has started very, very recently in New Zealand. The youth enrolment rate is very, very low, around about 50%. The campaign will use billboards and digital content and 5 regional hubs across the island to reach young people in their communities. I'm looking forward to seeing these billboards. The digital content I'll probably give a pass on. But one of the rangatahi behind the campaign, Ethan Riley, he's 22, told Radio New Zealand that the goal was to create a sense of collective movement around voting. We want young people to feel like they're part of a collective, that they're rolling with us, but also that they see themselves reflected in this kaupapa. Riley says the campaign was deliberately not focused on political parties, which I think this is a very good point, actually. We don't want this to be an overtly political campaign, and it is solely about young people and them feeling like they're at the heart of making decisions by themselves and for themselves. So this is a billboard campaign, a digital campaign, and there's going to be 5 regional hubs, Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin, where young people can go to or where the outreach will come from to encourage and empower young people to get on the vote, to enroll by October the 25th and get out to vote. The hubs will be led by young people already working in their communities. They're young people who are engaged and able to reach the population, the community that we're trying to speak to. He said that included young people who we know are disconnected from politics or no longer believe their vote would make a difference. I personally think that these 2 tracks that we've had demonstrate that voting can make a difference. The message from these tracks and the Roll With Us campaign is that staying at home doesn't work. Staying at home doesn't remove you from the decision. It just changes whether you've had a say on who makes it. By staying at home, you've actually made a decision. You actually agree with what happens. Somebody is still going to decide what happens to the health system, the school down the road, the street you live on. The only thing that changes is whether you're one of the people who have a say in that. And when you ask people, especially young people, why they're not interested, you tend to get answers that sound a lot like the ones that will be in the monologue that we're about to listen to. This is the monologue that's at the end of My Vote Won't Count. The monologue we're about to listen to that is arguing against the idea that the result is already decided. My vote won't make a difference. Why bother?
See the polls.
Every time you stay home, someone is making a decision about you. Making decisions about the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food your kids eat, and how much money you bring home every 2 weeks. So every time you sit out an election, every time you don't show up because you think it doesn't matter, someone else is happy that you didn't show up so they can make that decision for you. Vote.
So there you go. Every time you don't show up to vote, someone else is happy because their vote will count. Thanks very much for being with us. Look forward to being back with you again next week. And I think we're going to have a look at universities and training. We're going to ask the question about university education. Look forward to being back with you next week. You can hear this podcast or any other podcast on Access Radio and any other episode of Echoes of Dissent on accessmedia.nz or freefm.org.nz. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.